This is our town.
All right, back in the studio, and gosh, might be the final time I actually get to have a chat with Rox from Geraldton Roller Derby. How you doing?
Oh, I'm very good. Don't forget we have derby names. It's Rearview Rocket or Rocket. That's all right.
Yeah. Rocket is back in the studio. Rox, I think last time we caught up and had a chat, and you did mention that you were moving on. So, yeah, tell us, what's happened?
Well, I'm moving to Brisbane, a bit of a change after 25 years here, and I'm looking forward to skating with Brisbane City Rollers that have three teams, so it's going to be unusual to have so many teams. Really sad to see all my fellow skaters have to say goodbye, but it's been a great experience. 11 years, we've done a lot of things. We've nearly secured a permanent home, so everything's on the up and up. It's been really great, and the fresh meat's coming up. So and they're also playing in Albany on the 18th of May, is it?
That's
correct. Yep. 18th of May. So a game without me, so I'll be there in spirit. But, it's going well.
Yep. You mentioned fresh meat, and we just had a voice come in from the side. Who is it? Who is that? Rox Rocket, introduce us to our special guest.
Oh, great. Yeah. Well, so this year we're starting fresh meat in June. We usually started earlier, but and we've got Gadget is the derby name, and Evan is the new fresh meat trainer, our first male fresh meat new skater trainer.
All right. Well, Gadget, good to have you in.
Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. All right. So, tell us about yourself and, I suppose fresh meat and what you bring into the club.
Well, my name's Gadget. I'm the first male fresh meat trainer for the Geraldton Roller Derby League. I've been skating with the league for about 5 years now, and I'm ready to really commit something to the team and bring something to the roller derby community.
Okay. How did you get the nickname Gadget?
Well, I earned the nickname Gadget because when I first started, I would fall over so much that my arms and legs would just go everywhere.
And he's very rubbery, so he would get straight up afterwards. So that it was really fitting.
They would say I'd have go-go Gadget arms and legs every time I fell over. Yeah. And so I earned the nickname Gadget.
Oh, brilliant. All right. So I guess tell us a little bit about your journey, because for those listening, maybe they thought about roller derby or maybe they haven't. Tell us about your journey to getting involved with it all. Like, had you skated before or anything like that?
I'd never skated before joining the roller derby team. That's quite evident as to how much I was falling over. Yeah. I think I hold
safely,
that.
Safely, though. Safely.
Oh, yeah, yes. For sure. We're all well padded up. So I'm pretty sure I hold the record for that. And then I just kept on skating, enjoyed it, skate down the foreshore every now and then, now that I know how to skate. It's good fun, lots of cardio, and it's just a great crew to hang out with.
Yeah. So tell us what is involved with the fresh meat intake, because as you mentioned, you'd never skated before you started, and it's the same when it comes to the fresh meat.
So for the fresh meat, we'll get them to rock up and stick on the skates if they've got them. We do have some spares as well that we can lend out to them. And then we'll just slowly work through the paces and get them to stand up and skate around and stop. And then we can start moving on to, the more advanced stuff like gameplay and team tactics and
Brilliant. All right, there you go. Geraldton Roller Derby, you can find their Facebook page, all that kind of stuff. And I know that they've got a meet coming up in Albany, as you mentioned, Rocket, there. Any inquiries, any questions, reach out to them. They're always very happy to help. And we had a little bit of a chat off air talking about, a hen's night?
Yeah, we've had, since we've been more consistently in Spalding and training there 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday and Sunday, and I think Evan will talk about the dates for fresh meat. We've had some inquiries about people wanting a different kind of hen's day. So they wanted to come and learn to skate and then go on and do their drinking and partying afterwards. So that was a really interesting way of getting people into the sport and doing something fun and different. And also we've been doing quite a few workshops. Just yesterday we did a workshop for the School of the Air. So these are all kids that live very, very remote. They've come into Geraldton, I think, at the camp school, and we're looking for different activities. And we had 14 kids. We were able to kit them out with all the the gear, the safety gear, as well as the skates, and they had a ball. They had there was a couple of people like you, Gadget, but they were all 10, sort of bouncing around, and kids that had never skated ever before. Yeah. So it was fantastic. So we're open to doing that sort of thing. It's very good as a fundraiser for us as well.
Yeah.
But so I guess learning to skate is a lifelong skill, and like Evan is, most people think it's just for women, but Evan's been training with us for 5 years, and we would love to have more men train. We've actually, one of our past players, he got so good that when he went to Perth to play, they ended up picking him for the West Australian team.
Wow.
And he went overseas, or the Australian team actually, and he went over and played in Canada in the world titles in men's derby. So, you know, anything is possible, skating with our crew, you will always be laughing and showered with hugs.
Oh, there you go. Geraldton Roller Derby, check it out. All right, so Gadget, give us the dates for the fresh meat intake.
Okay, if this sounds right for you and you want to find out more, we're having an information session on Wednesday the 22nd at the Sporting Tennis Courts from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. You can come on down. We'll answer any questions you might have. And if you miss the Wednesday session, you can come on down on the Sunday the 26th at 9 a.m. at the Sporting Tennis Courts. And you'll meet Betty Boo and myself, Gadget, ready to get you on track to being a roller derby skater.
There we go. And, yeah, need more information, reach out to them. Geraldton Roller Derby, you'll find them on Facebook, socials, all that kind of stuff. But, Rocket Rocks, it's been great to have you get you in over the last, few years and catch up and see what's happening with the Geraldton Roller Derby, and obviously still going from strength to strength. So, always appreciate your time and wish you all the best over East now. And looking forward to getting to know, Gadget and the rest of the Roller Derby crew.
Yeah, well, they'll be in quite regularly. I said that how supportive you've been over the years, Todd, and we still haven't got you on skates yet. You've threatened to it.
I know. I reckon this is the year for me.
All right,
I reckon,
okay.
Because I need to do something, and I think roller skating is the thing
for me. Nice. Well, thanks very much, and I really appreciate it.